broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, Bat Lao. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and empowering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, that silence will not protect you, and I found that button that keeps things from playing all by itself. Good evening out there to la-di-da-di everybody, and a hearty hello to all you folks, and a great big shout out to all you lovely patriots, the MAGA warriors, the digital soldiers, Anons of 17 that might be listening in, and of course, whether in plain sight or hidden away for safekeeping, diamonds are a girl's best friend. I am your host, Leander Grace. I want to welcome you to Leander Grace Out Loud here on Podbean. It is Monday. Once again, it is March 22nd, 2021. Another MAGA Monday as we continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace while the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. Guys, our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment. We're still broadcasting live from somewhere out here in the desert, and we are holding the line, keeping the faith, trusting the plan, and we are telling the truth. Oh, my goodness, there's so much going on, guys. The topic of our program tonight, what we headed it, put the headline as, the punchline there is breaking spring break, and this is why we can't have nice things. Now, it's just not about spring break, but we're going to talk about some things that have come to my attention and that I want to put out on the airwaves of why we can't have nice things. But before we do, I want to bring in some listener mail. I want to thank Shannon for writing in. And she asked me, she says, Leander Grace, is it true that there will be people from, and I'm gonna rephrase the way that she asked the question, actually, guys, just because it's a little bit. She asked me if there was any chance that some folks, some famous folks in the Witness Protection Program would be coming back out to the world stage. Shannon from Ohio, it looks like. Shannon from Ohio. I've got a couple of listeners from Ohio coming in, and Shannon's one of them. Shannon, yeah, we're going to get to that. We're not going to talk about it this week, but we are going to hint about it since you brought it up, and perhaps we'll even speak about it next week, some things about witness protection, some things that do and may or may not be so. When I was an officer on the walk, I had to learn a little bit about some WITSEC stuff and some privacy information. So I can bring you, pardon me while I adjust the mic, I can bring you what I know, but I don't know everything. I'm not writing the story. I'm not producing it. I'm not directing it or any of that stuff. But I'll tell you what I do think that I do know. And from there, we'll just move on. All right. So thank you, Shannon, for writing in. Thank you very much for that. Now, guys, when we come on up here, we're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to bring some things to the fore. I'm probably going to offend a couple of folks. If I haven't done that, then I haven't done my job. So take on only what is yours. Research what you hear tonight. I'm not part of the Mockingbird media or any of that. So research what you hear tonight, because not everything is for everyone. Eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds. Keep close what's truth and heals, and discard what offends your spirit. Research what you hear here tonight, folks, so you can own your own experience. I do want to welcome Egypt in. We did have some listeners from Egypt come along, so we do have an audience there beginning. Also in Italy, and my goodness gracious, we got some listeners in from Hong Kong as well. So I want to say hello to all the Italians and the Hong Kongese and the Egyptian folks that are listening in. Big shout out to all you patriots out there worldwide. This is worldwide, folks. And the things that I'm talking about on tonight's broadcast are not going to be just about things that affect the United States. When we talk about this is why we can't have nice things, I want to talk about, first of all, some of those mechanisms that are put in place that seem to be helpful at first, and yet now seem not to be as helpful. Now, what are you talking about, Leanna Grace? Well, first thing I want to talk about, we'll get to some of the headlines here in a little bit. And in fact, we're going to get to an article here, and this is going to lead into it. But I'm talking about all of these associations that we have. So I'm talking about the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration. All right, that's not a government agency. It's actually a private organization, I do believe, the Food and Drug Administration. It should fall under Department of Agriculture, if it falls under anything. But the Food and Drug Administration was originally designed to make sure that charlatans, you know, couldn't, there was a standardizing things because people were selling bad stuff. All right. So just, you know, say in the old days, you'd go down to the milk market and it may be doctored with a little bit of milk. Or perhaps maybe there's no vitamin A, vitamin D, they add a little bit of vitamin A. Well, too much vitamin A can cause problems. So there's all of these things. So under the guise of protecting us, they put the Food and Drug Administration out. Well, now they're not protecting us and advising us. They're regulating what it is we have access to and what we don't have access to. So for instance, and I'm going to use something very common and everybody expects it, so why not go for it? Let's talk about cannabis. Let's talk about weed. All right, so back in the day, it was part of the USP. It was the in the pharmaceuticals. It was part of the pharmacopoeia back in the day before they started doing all this wacky stuff and reefer madness and doing this bad marketing against it because they no longer wanted hemp. They wanted oil products. That was part of it. They also started a racist campaign about the Mexicans bringing it across the border. So there was that. Let me get a drink. And then they started the campaign. They said, okay, well, yeah, you can grow hemp and make rope and all the things that we used to do before nylon came out, which is an oil product, petroleum product. And it seemed to be a much better product with the hemp, but they had to pay a tax to get the cannabis. And so they never sold the stamps to buy. You see what I mean? So it was totally regulated. So little bit by little bit, these regulation people got their nose in the tent. Let's talk about something else that they've got over-regulated, and I'm going to bring an article into this, and that is the American Medical Association. The American Medical Association is a .org. It's not a .gov. Let me say that again. The AMA is a .org. It is not a .gov. It is a non-government organization. It is a non-profit organization that seems to be very, very wrong on a lot of their advice that they give to the physicians to give to their patients. The AMA controls what the doctors can and cannot do, even if the doctors know better than the AMA. For instance, case in point, everybody's talking about COVID. Let's talk about COVID, shall we? We have this COVID virus. Everybody knows the hydroxychloroquine was the wonder drug that was going to knock it out. But what happened? Well, the mainstream, for some reason, everybody decided that they didn't want it to be the drug and for people to get well. That's what it looks like to me. So everyone started slandering hydroxychloroquine. Why? Because Orange Man bad, or is because of something else? And Orange Man bad is a convenient excuse. Did they want us to be sick? I'm asking a question. If so, the AMA put every doctor's license on the line when they told them to advise their patients to mask, when they advised their patients to stay indoors, all of that. Every one of those doctor's licenses are on the line because that is malpractice. They are misadvising their patients by all known medical standards back from the time that the AMA was founded, and now they're changing the story. So every one of the doctor's licenses is on the line. The good doctors were trying to get the hydroxychloroquine. The good doctors are trying to do everything they can to keep their licenses because the AMA wants to pull them if they don't play ball. That's a control mechanism. Now let's read an article straight out of the AMA, the American Medical Association, and you can find this yourself on the AMA's website. This was put out by Mitchell H. Katch, supposedly an MD, and the title of this article is How to Advise Persons Who Are Antibody Positive for SARS-CoV-2 About Future Infection Risk. And then this ties in also to have people who are positive for the antibody. The antibody means that it can recognize this and knock it in the dirt. That's what it means. You're positive for the antibody. That means your body already knows how to fight this. That's what that means. So if you are testing positive for the antibody and they tell you to get a vaccination, ask them why. Tell them to put it in writing and tell them to be very specific, because it's not the truth. It's not any truth that we've ever known about viral infections. Leonardo Grace, how do you know? That's my background. I've got several of them. So, underline, it says, as physicians working in New York, where coronavirus disease 2019 hit hard in March, and it goes on and all of this, talks about all of this scenario that may or may not have been accurately reported to this publication. But it says, unfortunately, neither study has answered the long antibody protection will last because of natural infection. For this reason, vaccination against... Okay, now, right here, people, I told you a couple of episodes ago, to go to YouTube and look up the TED Talks on CRISPR technology. This is a direct contradiction of everything that we know about transfections. Everything. So the memory that our body holds, right? The thymus learns, it generates the stuff, it's selective about the cells. So that's what we know. That's what the thymus does. It's a T cell issue here. So what the thymus also does, it says, you know what, you kind of look like this. Oh, you're a little different this way. Okay, well, we'll just change it a little bit. Now we got an antibody for you too. And now the doctor's going to try to tell you that you don't have immunity. Because I know when I was a small child and there were childhood illnesses going around in the neighborhood, even back then, It was not far-fetched for a parent to intentionally let their child get it at a young age, so their thymus gland, they may not have had the terms, they may not have known it was the thymus gland, but so the thymus gland can learn that virus, get an immunity to it, and know it forever, and that immunity is passed on genetically. The knowledge is, that's what CRISPR technology is based on. That's what the vaccine generation technology is based on. When they create a vaccine, they're counting on organisms to be able to remember what they've been exposed to in order for the vaccine to work. So this is completely off the wall. And the AMA is trying to tell doctors how to tell the wrong thing to their patients. And in the middle of panic, are doctors going to think about it? And those doctors who are in it for the money rather than for the healing, are they even going to care about it? No, they just want a party line to give to their patients so that they can what? Get paid. How much? Well, let me tell you. They changed the Medicare payment for the COVID-19 from $23 up to $40. So that's a further incentive to have these physicians, some of them questionable, to encourage their patients rather than inform their patients. We need to teach each other how to ask the right questions. You say, Leanna Grace, you're going to get a vaccine? Why would I get a vaccine for a virus that I have a 99% chance of surviving, even though I have a comorbidity, a pre-existing condition? I'm not worried about it. I know how viruses work. I know how viruses work. So why would I worry about it? You say, well, Leanna Grace, do you wear a mask? No, there's no sense in it. I know how viruses work. And a mask doesn't help. And you say, well, I see the doctors and the surgeons wearing them when they go in. Yes, to keep the patient protected from the drivel and the sweat and the snotty nose and the laughter and the coughing that comes out of the doctor's lungs and trachea and esophagus and buccal cavity that could spray into the middle of the surgical site. That's what it's for, droplets and moisture and things of that nature. But a virus, uh-uh. It's not going to stop a virus. And we're just going to have to understand that, people. If we were going to all be dead, we would all be dead already. Research what I'm telling you tonight so that you can own this information for what you know. This is why we can't have nice things, because they're scaring people with malarkey. They're scaring people. My goodness. I don't know how we founded this country. Everybody's afraid to get a cold. You know, Valley Forge and all of that, but we're afraid to get a cold. But we're not afraid to spend our hard-earned money on the latest fashions for a face diaper. Isn't that interesting? It's a spell. I keep saying it. Patriots, Christians, we got to pray. Because this whole mask thing, this fear thing that's going on and on and on, it's a spell. It's losing its effectiveness. People are waking up. But the Fauci fraud, you know, there's way too much applause going to that phony. Way too much applause going to that human experimenter. Way too many accolades going to the one who just doesn't have seemingly an ounce of integrity. So the AMA, they're lying to people. How to advise persons who are antibody positive about future infection risk. Your body already knows how to beat this. The variants, let me go ahead and clear my throat. The variants that everybody's losing their mind over it, your body knows how to fight that too. That's the whole technology behind the CRISPR tech. That's the whole thing that makes their own technology works is the body remembers. The body remembers, and it can interpolate. Okay, that means that if I get a car, if it's a variant that comes in, my body is smart enough, even at my age, and I'm not that old, I just pretend. My body's smart enough to say, oh, you know what? I saw your cousin last week. I know, I got your number. Mm-hmm. I got you too. You get 24 hours and you're gone. And that's usually how a flu virus works. It comes in strong. People start to beat it. It starts creating variants because it starts changing, but it becomes the variants are generally weaker, not stronger. The variants are almost always weaker and not stronger. The only time the variant ever gets stronger is when we use super antibiotics and we make these super bugs from abusing antibiotics. That's where the resistance comes in. But your body is the mechanism to fight it. It's got this. It's a lot smarter than the medical field has given it credit for. And I think that even in high school and all the rest, we need to have really good body mechanics and body systems being taught so that our people, so that the general public has a better understanding of it. Because although it seems highfalutin and that, the basics of medicine are the basics of medicine. The basics of viruses are the basics of viruses, people. And then it talks about, well, what if the virus gets in a bacteria and hijacks? Well, that's the whole way that they use the CRISPR technology, is they infect bacteria. So I invite and I encourage my listeners to look up and do some research on this CRISPR tech. It's important information to have. It really is, because it covers the whole thing of GMOs and how they create it. So we need to be careful of that. So that's why we can't have nice things, because they're fear-mongering. Why else can't we have nice things? Well, let's take a look at the spring break. Disguised as mild-mannered partiers, it turned violent. And I'm wondering, you know, the scuttlebutt locally is that these are not the usual spring breakers. And my concern is these are not the usual spring breakers. There's not usually an outbreak of violence and shooting during spring break. There's a lot of other advantage taking and drinking and youth doing stupid stuff, because youth do stupid stuff, especially when alcohol is involved. But not usually tearing up a restaurant so you don't have to pay a bill. It looks like a very violent dine and dash to me. And then all that trouble in the streets and the residential, that doesn't usually happen on spring break. Why is it reaching into the residential neighborhoods to disturb the people? Why is it that it seems as though they wanted spring break shut down for Miami? These are the things I think about from time to time. Because to me, it looks like troublemakers were hired or encouraged to go in to ruin it for Miami because Governor DeSantis has been running this COVID thing right and he can open up his state because I think he understands how the virus works too. So are they being unsafe? Well, they are when they start shooting up the place. The thing that I keyed in on, though, was these were not the usual spring breakers. I think it's a diversion. And the reason I think it's a diversion, I think you remember last week on the program I brought up that there was scuttlebutt on the wire to expect some false flags and some staged shootings. And here we have our second, well, we have one in Colorado now, right? Oh, the other thing I wanted to bounce back to Miami real quick. Police officers aren't generally injured during spring break. And people don't generally jump on cars and act like hooligans during spring break. They act like hooligans, but in a controlled hooligan sort of manner, as it were. And if we can keep the predators off of the beaches, then it's a whole lot better, of course. So moving on. And back to it, and I just lost my place once again, but that's okay. We can move on to anywhere else. Worldwide, guys. So we've got the COVID thing, right? And then we've got the vaccination thing. And what I want to tell you is we're not necessarily seeing it. We're seeing demonstrations maybe flashed on the news when they cover the world stuff. But people that worldwide, you know, multitude of nations, they're refusing the vaccination. They're refusing the masks. They're refusing the vaccinations. And the only ones that are getting filmed really are the ones who are being arrested. And it's not as common. I mean, it's becoming less common. But the thing is we want to show people that it's going on. And the more we show people what's really going on, the fewer masks they put on. And people aren't dying from pneumonia that's going to be contracted by wearing yucky, mold-infested, bacteria-encrusted masks. And when you take a great big breath through your mask, all of that junk that's been breathing in and out and crusting up in it gets sucked down into your lungs. That's why doctors change their masks often when they're in surgery. And it's the first thing to come off when they walk through the door, because it is a very uncomfortable thing to have on your face all day. And that's why we can't have nice things. And then we have a few other controlled implements that take away the fun. And then they spend our money like it's theirs without asking us and not in the most judicious way. Well, what are you talking about, Leona? Well, I'm so very glad you asked. And we will be answering that question on the other side of the break. I'm going to play a little bit of music right here. Then we're going to go jump right into the blatant money laundering spending, right? Because a toilet seat doesn't cost $750 and a shed does not cost $130,000. That's right. We'll be talking about that. I am your host, Leona Grace. We'll be back on the other side. Leona Grace out loud. MAGA Monday movie night. Storm coming. Batten it down. We'll be back. This is from iDrop Media.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. He said we don't go out anymore.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job.
I want you to get mad.
I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
You gotta say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
We are ready to fight.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Thunder. Feel the thunder.
There is a storm coming like nothing you have ever seen. Prepare.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, not for a minute. That's why we do talk out loud, guys. And I do want to bring this out loud to you. Oh, my goodness. Before we were talking before the break. And by the way, I wanted to let you know that music is by iDrop Media. Feel free to go over there to iDropMedia.com. Go ahead and buy them a coffee. Yeah, they've been making a lot of videos for us. So we want to go ahead and, support our other patriots who are helping out and holding the line and all the rest. Okay, guys, we have a whole lineup here. You know, one thing before we get into all the spending stuff, because that's kind of obvious, but before we get into that and start naming it off, I do want to say this. We do have a guest in the chat room. I want to say welcome, guest. One of the areas that we need to be taking a look at also, another form of control. And it's a little bit of a gray area, a hard water for me to tread on when I bring it up, but that is the area of psychology. Now, I told you in another program, I think it was on Holistic Truth on last week, that, you know, the as far as counseling goes and therapists and all that goes, you know, it's either, they're either very good or they're not very good. And it seems as though that there is such a tendency to medicate emotions. And I just want to bring to the fore, guys, there are some issues that will be coming up that was under, if Hillary Clinton had gotten into office, you know, her big thing was mental health, and there was a great big push for all of that. And that was going to be another area of control, because we brought up in the program, you know, oppositional defiance. When people start saying no, if they can legally use a medical term to quell somebody's speech or their ability to keep and bear arms and all of that. So we need to be looking on the psychiatric front also to decide how much power, how much authority we're actually going to be granting, and what type of filtering system or testing system or vetting system, I guess would be the best word, a vetting system for those who are what I'd call mind doctors, okay? We may need to take a look at some of that just because. And I'm going to say that there, and we're going to talk about another program. Holistic Truth, they're going to bring it up and talk about it a lot, and there's reasons why. One of the reasons is because, you know, all these shooters, they seem to all have these psychiatric issues that get thrown under the bus, or they all of a sudden occur, or they all of a sudden, you know, there's a common history, and I want us to pay attention to that and not let that go by the wayside. When we're looking at some of these shootings and that, when we look at the shooter, we don't want to make him famous, but we do, you know, need to understand that there are sometimes people who will use other people as patsies to do things. And we're going to be following that up on Wednesday night when we start talking about MK Ultra mind control, triggered individuals, targeted individuals, ultra low frequencies, stuff like that. The really cool stuff that's hard to talk about without sounding like a total nut job. All right, here we go. Let's move forward, guys. Another reason why This is why we can't have nice things. It's now everybody knows that the COVID bill was a sham. We know that. We know that they gave us just enough to hopefully keep us quiet while they gave all of our money to these other states that didn't balance their budget. And yet, those states who were judicious and frugal and responsible in their budgeting, they're getting harmed by it. They're getting harmed by it. And the money's not necessarily staying in our country. Right? So another method of control we're going to talk about is, of course, the teachers' unions. We're going to talk about the teachers' unions and those things when on Wednesday, actually, because I think that there is a lot of groupthink, a lot of, how can I say, the high school click thinking that some adults may not have grown out of. And I think it's alive and slithering in our education system. And we'll be talking a little bit about that on Wednesday. But to the point here of the spending, guys, I want to tell you, we have got all these illegal aliens, all these kids, all these people pouring across the border. We've got video of buses full of people. It says that they're full of people. I have to qualify that. I didn't see bodies in the buses. I have to be truth about that. So, but it seems as though that they're busing all of these illegal immigrants that they invited across the border, invited them in, and now they're putting up at hotels, and they're going to give them the stimulus checks as well. They get up to $1,400 of stimulus checks as well. Some of that's $438 billion of our money. $4.38 billion of our American citizens' tax money is being wired directly into the checking accounts. And how is it that illegal immigrants can get checking accounts, right? They're getting it. Why is that? They're not citizens. That's our money. Now, I'm not a hater, but why are they letting so many? It's more like an invasionary force in the breaking of our bank. I don't like it at all. And then Biden's going to house them in funded hotels. So he's putting up in hotels. It seems it's like $300, almost $400 a night hotels. Now, I don't know. How many homeless people do we have? Homeless vets? Do we have still? How many others do we still have on the street that could really use maybe this hand up, some time off of the street? See, there's no way to handle this well. Can't leave them in the facilities because that's bad. There's no way to house them. And you can't bring them into the interior without stripping the American people of their hard-earned money to the tune of $86 million. So we've got $86 million going to the hotels. And we have, oh my goodness, that's a lot of money. $4.3 billion going into their pockets. That's over $5 billion going to illegal aliens. And we didn't get that much in the stimulus, did we? Let's keep adding it up and let's see, shall we? All right. So now when we go to LA, we see that LA is spending $130,000 for eight by eight homeless shed. Now, there was a tiny house movement that went on. And I assure you that those tiny houses didn't cost anywhere near $130,000 for an 8x8 shed. And they can be turned into, I could do it for 10% of that. I could do that for 1% of that. $13,000 each, that would be a pretty nice bucket of house for a tiny house. That would be top of the line on a tiny house, $13,000 if you already have the shed. But no. They're going to go up to 130. There's a house for that. This is an absolute expenditure that's just a waste of money. It's overpaying. It's like that toilet seat scandal, right? So I'm suspecting money laundering coming in because it's constructed of an aluminum frame with composite sheets for walls. They measure 8 feet, 6 inches by 7 feet, 6 inches. Technically, there's 64 square feet. And they'll have 2 retractable bunts each. Food we brought in. My Lord in heaven, they're putting them in cages. Showers and restrooms will be separate. Now, see, with a tiny house for a $13,000 budget, you can have plumbing. You can have a dry toilet. You can have a composting toilet. And you could even have a little bit of gas put in there for a propane tank. But you don't have to spend $130,000 for a shed. The money's going somewhere else, and I would encourage folks to do some investigative reporting, some investigation into that. Because this seems like they're moving closer and closer to Agenda 21 and Agenda 30, and we're going to talk about that next week here on MAGA Monday. We're going to talk about those campaigns there. On Wednesday on Holistic Truth, we will be talking about MK Ultra, the mind control, how it started in Canada, and the CIA's behind it. All of that good stuff. The things, you know, we really want to talk about. And then again, of course, we have the Texas in Texas. We've got, this is in from the Gateway Pundit. Texas driver captures a caravan of buses carrying illegal migrant children to Dallas for housing. And again, why are they taking the children to the interior of the country? We saw this under the Obama administration. There was 23,000 of them. Why are they bringing them to the interior of the country? Why are they not sending them back to their parents in their home country? And why are they unaccompanied? These are all questions that I don't know that every, you know, there are a couple of news media outlets that are asking these same questions. Again, One American News Network is doing a real awesome expose and dossier on it. So again, just a few minutes left in the program, we're going to ask the question, now do you understand, patriots, why it was so necessary for the deep state to cheat so badly in order to get this election, in order to make it look as though they won the election? There's got to be, where are these children going? Where are these children going? The border was squared away. It wasn't 100%. There were still people crossing. There were still incidences. But we didn't have border patrols acting as babysitters. We didn't have the border patrol acting as babysitters. They were watching. They were guarding the walls, ports of entry. And the news that is able to go, they have to go to Mexico to come up to the southern border in order to talk to these people. And when they talk to these people, they say, no, we wouldn't have tried it under President Trump. But Biden said, come on. And he did say, and he says he never invited him. He did invite him. And he says, well, don't come now. What? Don't come at all. You know, if these people want a better life, why can they not fight for it in their own country? If these people are in El Salvador and Guatemala and all these places that are coming up that they, you know, they're it's so bad, why don't they take care of it? Because they're coming into this country without any motivation at all to do any better. Our government's handing them all of our wealth. And why would they do that? Why would they do that except to anger us? Perhaps they know it doesn't make sense. Are we supposed to be angry at the immigrants for coming? Or are we going to be angry at the administration who's allowing it and inviting them? Because if they have a hard life and they're getting paid to come across the border, and some of them have paid to come across the border, yeah, I can understand it. But this isn't the place. This isn't the place. They can make improvements in their own country. They can download on the internet our Constitution and see if they like the way we run it. And if they like the way we run it, why don't they implement it in their own nation? We've had to fight for what we've got. This nation has had to fight to keep it. And we're losing our liberties by the day, it seems, under this administration. And all of our liberties are being handed over to the illegal immigrants. Now, they have several reasons why, I'm sure. It's to change their voting base, but I'm also sure that it's so that we become angry and supposedly start striking out against the illegal immigrants. And I don't think that's going to happen. But are they importing a lower caste? Is that what they need to do? Are black brothers and sisters are waking up and walking away and blexiting from the Democrat Party? So now they have to import a new set of hardships, a new set of people to say, we'll take care of you, a new set of people to control and to manipulate, just like traffickers do. Promise, promise, promise a lot, give a little, promise a lot, give a little, hoping next time it'll be different. That's what traffickers do. That's what abusers do. They say, oh, honey, this time it'll be different. But it won't be. They still talk ugly, still insult, sometimes violent, and then blame the person that they're attacking. It's a setup. We don't have to bite the bait, but we do need to solve the problem. We don't need to bite this bait, but we do need to solve this problem. And I really would like to know. Well, that'll be a question. You know, I do want to know who's I want to know who's running the White House, because my Lord in heaven, if it's Joe Biden in the mental shape that he is, you know, bless his heart, tripping up and down, up the stairs. I mean, it's bad. Who wants to trip up the stairs? I wouldn't want to do that. Trip up the stairs three times. The hypocrisy comes when the media brushed it off as a windy day, which is so much idiocy right there. If you can believe that, then they really have just insulted your intelligence. But the big to-do that was made over nothing because President Trump was president. When he was president, made a big to-do over his little bitty things, some of which he did on purpose, just for the troll of it. And I'm hoping that Americans are seeing that there was a reason they didn't like Trump, because we were taking our nation back. We were taking it back. We were getting our nation back. The border was going up. We had a definite boundary of, this is our country, that's your country, don't bring your bad things into our country. If you want to come in, here's the door. Knock. Sure, come on in. You want to have, sure. Allow us the courtesy of inviting and allowing. But when you bust through my door, the first thing I'm going to do is not let you feel very invited. Let me just cover it that way. You will not be welcomed. You bust through my door without permission. It will not be here, sit down, have a meal. Is there anything else I can do for you while you settle into my house as if it's not mine? Same set of standards. Same set of standards. There are 100 million gazillion different programs around to help everyone but Americans. And I'm wondering when the citizens of this country are going to say they've had enough, and when those who are supposedly represent us are going to actually grow a pair and stand up for the people that they swore that they would represent and defend the Constitution like they swore they'd do too, because it's not happening yet. It's not happening yet. So I'm waiting for that day. I hope it comes soon. It is springtime. Birds do sing. Grass grows. Flowers bloom. So this is where we're at. And this is why we can't have nice things. Another thing to think about is, we got 15 minutes left of a 1-hour broadcast. We're going to go a little bit over. We start a little bit late. Let's go ahead and go forward on this. Something else to think, guys. When we're walking through the streets of our major cities and we see the great big grandeur of the old architecture, the old city halls, the grandeur of the old post offices, of the older hotels, and all of these magnificent buildings that went up in just years, like the Empire State Building just went in no time at all. And yet it seems as though we haven't had much progress in infrastructure in the last several decades. Now, I don't think it's because we're not able to build. I do believe that we have been regulated out of growth. Do you understand this? The regulations that we allowed to be put in place seemingly to protect us have now become those agencies that have been infiltrated and are now used to regulate us in every area of our life. And you say, well, Leanna Grace, we've got to have regulations for the bad folks. Well, no, they make themselves known. We don't need regulations for the bad folks because now we all have to get regulated. We're taxed to death. We're regulated out the yang to the point where we can't build nice things. This is why we can't have nice things. In the early 1900s, they were building things left hand over fist, left and right, world's fairs going up seemingly overnight, all kinds of grandeur and splendor, and then the Titanic, and then the Federal Reserve, and then our growth stunted, it seems. And the growth didn't start again until the Big New Deal. Wasn't that what it's called? And now they got a Green New Deal. And all it is, seemingly to me, is another layer of government regulation to regulate our daily lives. The government has no business telling me what I can and cannot grow in my garden. The government has no business telling me what I can and cannot put into my body. The government has no business in my home whatsoever, as long as I'm not committing a crime against a person. And I'm talking about a real crime. I'm not talking about these shady things. Well, we made it a crime. I don't care. Just some laws are worth ignoring in my book. You say, Leanna Grace, you're a minister. Yes, I am. And some laws are worth ignoring in my book because they have no bearing on anything that we do in our daily lives with liberty except to regulate those things which we would or would not feel free to do. So to me, some laws are just not worth following and worth challenging. And we have to decide which regulations we're willing to live with. I mean, do we want the government to get their nose so far in the tent that they regulate how much electricity that we use? Because that's what's coming when we talk about Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 and next week. Do we want the government to have so much control that they can decide the square footage that we're allowed? Because it looks like in California, they're starting a little bit of 21 to 30 experiment. I invite my listeners to look over at the UN website and look at their agendas. They have their publications. It's in plain sight. And when you read them, try to read past the glitz and the glamour of how wonderful everything will be and understand that we will be corralled into very small places with very few things and be at each other's throats by the time their regulations are complete. It won't happen all at once. It's a slow frog boil. Let's not be the frog. We need to be able to look ahead and foresee, have the foresight of not just the comfort of, oh, the government's protecting us, regulation, to the government's not keeping us safe, the government's just keeping us. And that has never been the way this government was designed to operate. It is supposed to be bottom-up, not top-down, and I think we got it backwards. We were in the midst of turning it back the right way under the last administration. And then they stole an election and everybody's pretending that Biden is the president. He was somehow duly elected with those numbers and those statistics and all of those fraudulent votes and all of that gaming being played with the machines. And we're supposed to just go forward as if? No. We're still battling it out. We're still looking in the courts. It's still not a legitimate presidency. He stole it. Or it was stolen for him, one of the two. And this is why they have to protect it, because it's not just one or two people. A lot of people have to be involved to make something like this occur. And you say, Leander Grace, how do you know? Well, it seems to me that they were watching it live. And now they're picking up the pieces. So for those of you who have lost heart, don't pick up your heart. Just pick up your heart. Don't lose heart. Pick up your heart. Pick up your, if you're so full of fret that your buns are falling off, pick your buns up too and bring them along with you guys, because there's a lot of hope on the horizon. It doesn't look that way now, perhaps. But it is. It's going to get better. We're going to have to fight for it. And I'm talking about politically. I'm not talking about getting your fisticuffs. There ain't going to happen. We're not going to be shooting each other. None of that stuff's going to happen. That may be what the deep state wants to aggravate us to. But we're smarter than that. We have hundreds of millions of guns in this nation, and we're not shooting each other yet. Just keep that in mind. It is not in the nature of the American people to be shooting them up. That's not normal behavior, even in a nation that has hundreds of millions of them. How do I know? Because we're not doing it. And we've never done it since the Civil War. And that was only in a controlled manner. When it was over, it was over. And we all kept our guns, and we ain't shooting each other yet, except for a couple of ramblers and gamblers and stuff like that. Bad guys shoot bad guys. And bad guys get shot by bad guys. And sometimes we don't even need to worry about it and don't pay too much attention to it until the bad guys start shooting the good guys. So we need to head that off too. Pay attention even when they're shooting each other, because pretty soon when they run out of targets, they'll start looking for others. We have to be smart about this, people. We have to see what's unfolding in front of us, whether it's bait to get us on a hook, to take us down a road, to get us to make an action that is not in our best interest. Is it? Don't bite. Don't bite. If we're keeping the faith and we're holding the line and we're trusting the plan, we don't have to go to fisticuffs. We don't have to worry. It may get a little rough. I got a patriot putting out a post that says, factions and cells and getting all your stuff together. And I'm thinking, I don't know that that's necessary. Might be. I can't tell you. I can't tell the future in that. But it's not something that I'm going to be worried about. Maybe have some extra food on hand always. That's what Grandma said. One other thing, another little piece of information I wanted to bring up that was sent to me just while I was on air. It came across my screen here, and that has to do with, thank you very much for the listener. I guess the listener is listening and posting it up and throwing it in my stuff. But and that is a letter from Deanna DeBruler. And this letter it's from Michael. It's to Deanna DeBruler from Michael Spitzer. And then we have a whole bunch of other names on this as well. And this is an email that was forwarded from Trent Jameson. And it says, "Hi, Michael. Here is the quote for the event on Tuesday." All right. So he's going through and giving them step by step. He says, "We'll set up the power drops in the room on Sunday after the hotel something takes in place." It's not large enough for me, guys, so I'm going to have to somehow increase. But anyway, this is the long and short of it. It says, I have my team create two separate SSIDs for you. Oh, there's two separate SSIDs. One will be hidden and one other people will know about. The one for the password for the one that's in networks is Hyatt123 and should be given out to media or other guests, you know, and stuff like that. But this other one is actually going to get them connected to the internet. So two separate ISDs, three separate SSIDs. So one is going to be hidden, and it's 2020 vote. And there'll be a password or a splash page, right? And the password's given here. Then the other SSID will be, and it gives that, GB Vote. And it says it can be seen in settings from your app to networks. And the third will be the ones that the press and everybody else seen. This is dated May of 2020. This email is dated May of 2020. This is forwarded then October 27th of 2020 to make sure that everybody is on the same page. So you see, folks, we have three SSIDs. One of them goes to the internet, and it was only supposed to be, he says, well, they're only going to charge one, then they'll be comped. It says only disclose it if you... So they're telling them who not to and who to disclose it. I'll have to go over this in depth. So this is a good piece of detailed information. So we have emails going back and forth telling them which network ID to use to cheat and not to cheat. All right? And so this says that Wisconsin provided Zuckerberg. Oh, my goodness. Zuckerberg funded Democrat operative with a hidden Wi-Fi access point for only the sensitive machines that need to be connected to the internet. That's what that was directed for. So I thought I'd let you know. That's what we're looking at, folks. And that's how they stole the election, through multiple layers of cheating and fraud and then lying. And then the judges, for whatever reason, deciding not to hear it. So what are the options? When the Justice Department will not hear a case to administer justice. When the media is proclaiming a president and the Justice Department will not hear the evidence for justice, what is the only option after that? And I'm wondering if we've already been watching it unfold behind the fence that seemingly is now coming down. So you see, folks, there has been a peaceful transfer of power, and it seems as though there will be another one. It seems as though there's been a military investigation going on the whole time, and it seems as though we'll be getting ready to hear the results of that military investigation in a short time. So I want to remind folks to hold the line, keep the faith, and trust the plan. It may not look the way we're expecting it to look, but I do believe that it is playing out exactly the way it needs to. Castle Rock and all. The best, I understand, is yet to come. So we'll talk about some of that WITSEC stuff next week on the program, whether, you know, some of the folks that might be that may have just had to disappear, that might be reappearing before our very eyes in the not too very long. And we'll have to prepare the public for that as well, as we sound like raging mad idiots during our given the information. So then there's that. So, guys, I am your host, Leander Grace. It's been my pleasure to bring the broadcast tonight. We're only going to have an hour broadcast, or however long this has ended up to be. And I do want to give another shout out to those folks in Egypt and Italy and Hong Kong that have joined us, as well as the other various and multiple states that are adding on a daily basis to listen to the broadcasts. Spread the word and get the news out that, you know, see if you can't come and make this station grow. I do want to go ahead and bring up again RSBN Network. They are the ones that are covering live events when President Trump is able to make them, and some other things as well. I also want to put a word out for the MyPillow guy. And of course, feel free at any point to go over and buy me a coffee for iDrop Media. We don't have the station monetized at all, and don't see that that's going to happen in the very near future. But we do know of other patriots that have variable expenses and larger platforms, and they do need a grander assist than I do. So I encourage you all to share the wealth with them. I do want to say hello to Pink Squirrel. It's a pleasure to have you in the chat room. And we've got a couple of other guests as well. And hi, back to you as well. So we are going to bring it to a close, guys. We go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. And it's either and as of late, we're bringing it down to a 1 hour broadcast just because of logistics on my end. I have some things occurring in the background that I need to be off the air by 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. or thereabouts. You know, we could go to 9 a.m. if they let us, but then that would just, you know, be overkill. Until next time, guys, I am your host, Leander Grace. Hopefully we can continue to talk about why we can't have nice things. But until next time, I am reminding you to, as always, to watch for signposts, to connect those dots, to find your path, and to live in love as we learn to forgive. And until next time, good night. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you.